The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O
Jesus told his disciples the parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones, who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the first reading today, Moses has an interesting way of praying. He's got his hands in the air like this, and he's praying for victory for the Israelites. But then what happens? Well, he's an old man, so the hands are becoming heavy. They're sinking. And he finds it difficult to pray, or at least he finds it difficult to pray in that particular manner of prayer. So do we ever find it difficult to pray? Well, I think we certainly do. I certainly find it difficult to pray, at least sometimes. Perhaps in a certain way then, our hands, like Moses, are becoming heavy. Or perhaps we'd just rather be doing something else, anything but prayer. So how then can we learn from Moses in overcoming this difficulty in prayer? Well, the first reading offers two ways that we can learn from Moses. Number one, we need rest. And number two, we need help. So beginning with number one, rest. It says, quote, "They put a rock in place for Moses to sit on." So we can imagine then the Israelites, they decide to carry this big rock all the way to where Moses is standing. They put it down and they have him sit down on the rock so that he can rest. But notice, he's not resting from prayer. In fact, as he sits down, he's still got his hands in the air. He just sits down like this, right? So he's not resting from prayer. He's resting from that which is taking his energy away from prayer. So what was taking his energy away from prayer? Well, it was the standing, right? The fact that he was standing, that was taking energy away from prayer. Which brings up an interesting question, right? What is it in our life that might be taking our energy away from prayer? And could it be that we need to rest, just like Moses, not to rest from prayer, but to rest from that which is taking our energy away from prayer? So what could it be? Could it be social media, or the news, or maybe just the distractions that surround me every day of my life? I mean, some of these things are not bad. Some of them are actually good, and I cannot avoid them. Maybe they're even necessary. I cannot avoid them. But maybe that's something to think about. Could it be that I could sometimes just sit on the rock with Moses? Maybe carve out a space in my calendar and call it Sitting on the Rock with Moses, where I could be free from the distractions that surround me every day so as to clear my mind, to have the clarity of mind that I need to rest and persevere in prayer. In a certain sense, that's kind of the purpose of Sunday, right? We say that Sunday is a time of rest, right? Why is Sunday a time of rest? It's not so we can rest from prayer. It's so that we can rest from the things that are drawing our energy away from prayer, right? So in coming to Sunday Mass, I don't know if you think of Sunday Mass as restful. Maybe you think of it as not restful. Maybe you feel like you're surrounded by distractions. But perhaps this is something to look forward to for Sunday Mass, to at least desire to come to Mass as a place to find rest so that we can find the clarity of mind that we need to persevere in prayer. So once again, there are two solutions that we can learn from Moses about overcoming difficulty in prayer. Number one is rest, and number two is help. And Moses absolutely needs help. And so we have this wonderful scene in the first reading when Aaron and Hur, they each run up to Moses and each of them grabs an arm. And so you got this wonderful silhouette of like two guys holding up the arms of this old man, right? Trying to keep his arms in the air so that the Israelites can win the battle, right? So this wonderful, wonderful image that we get in scripture. And likewise for us, brothers and sisters, Moses needs help. We also need help. We need to hold each other up in prayer. We need to pray for each other. We need to support each other, holding each other up with our friendship, with our support, with our encouragement, maybe even challenging each other to grow. You know, one of the best ways to grow in love for God is just surround yourself with people who love God. We absolutely need help, and that can be hard to admit. I mean, sometimes maybe we feel like, I want to be self-sufficient. I don't need anyone's help. I can just hold my hands up in the air all by myself, and I don't need anyone's help. But no, maybe we do. Maybe I do need help. Maybe my hands are too heavy, and I need to ask for help, even if it's just going up to a friend and saying, can you help me? Can you pray for me? Or even taking it to the Lord and saying, Lord, help. I can't do this on my own. You know, the responsorial psalm says that the Lord neither slumbers nor sleeps, which means that even when our hands are sinking and our prayer is falling asleep and we're like falling into the spiritual slumber, we can know that the Lord neither slumbers nor sleeps. He's fighting for us way harder than we're fighting for him. He's fighting to wake us up from spiritual slumber, and he's given us many tools for our salvation, among which are rest and help.